Truth.
What we should do is issue currency debt-free and base it on time unit of value, as Ithaca, New York has done for 20 years. It's something that we can do tomorrow. We don't have to wait for a vote. We don't have to wait for our kings. We don't have to be damn slaves anymore. Anymore. Do you hear me? This is the silver bullet to destroy the parasitic systems which have robbed us of our souls, which have robbed us of our will to resist. But I think it's time for the Republic, to fight back. Right here, right now.
Right here, right now, you are listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and we are preparing for our big event, our display, our sort of like a how-to. We want local currency. Well, let me not rephrase that. We want activists from across the country to come to Summit County to learn about the technology and the reformation of our monetary system, so that we are able, as producers, as the people, are able to harness their own commercial energy for their purposes, so that the people have abundance rather than the parasitic usurers who have stolen that capacity. And with that, with our energy, they turn around in a judo move. They use that to enslave us in perpetual war, perpetual lack, a police state to protect them. With our energy, they enslave us. So once we remove our energy from their systems, we will be emancipated from their systems, and immediately, this isn't something that requires a lot of time. Instantly, the people will have health in the exact same way that, a dog that has fleas, that where the parasite is destroying the host, it's the exact same analogy. Let's stop focusing on what the parasites are doing to the producers. Let's focus on how the producers, we the people, are going to emancipate ourselves. Let's not wait for another phony savior. Let's not wait for another phony election. Let's take this power and seize it. Well, people can come and learn how to do this in Summit County this weekend at Rocky Mountain Peace, Unity, and Freedom Festival. That's rockymountainpuff.com. You can actually spend and experience this local currency. It didn't cost the businesses anything to join this network, in the exact same way that they could join a barter network, and it doesn't cost anybody anything other than the cost to create the pieces of paper. Well, that is how quickly we can make this change. And in actuality, with a LETS or a UNILETS system, it's even faster because it's virtual. Well, in either one of those equations, all that is required is that the people change their mind, that the people have a revolution in their minds as to what money is. It's not something that needs to be borrowed with interest from a central authority. It doesn't even need to be a central authority that we wait for the crooked politicians to have a vote. We need to demand this, and we need to demand this of ourselves. And that's how this revolution occurs. The usurers know that as long as we're constantly fighting over progressive versus conservative, or big government versus small government, or Zionist or anti-Zionist, or 9/11 truther versus non-truther, or whatever, as long as we're talking about anything other than monetary reform, we will remain perpetually enslaved in exponentially compounding debt. So when you listen to this show, it's, you know, we're obviously focused on one thing, and that is essential for our emancipation. We need to focus on currency, currency reform. And once we have that reform, as John Trammell said, we will have heaven on earth. We'll be right back with John Trammell.
Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, viamountainhours.com. Are you a keeper or abolitionist of usury? This is the true debate between debt slaves, which will lead to their emancipation. The parasitic usurers have created many Hegelian dialects, which they remain in control no matter who wins. Example, Coke or Pepsi, Democrat or Republican, progressive or conservative. Here's a good one, gold money or worthless fiat paper. The parasitic usurer can enslave the people on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. The parasitic usurer can dominate societies with big government, small government, or even no government. The people can have abundance this year once they realize that usury is the original sin of the world's monetary and economic problems. The real debate is, are you a keeper or abolitionist of the mathematic fraud of usury-based money creation and lending? The emancipation of global debt slaves is the human rights cause of all time. Jubilee 2012, viamountainhours.com. The Bible recommends a universal debt jubilee for societies which have been enslaved by usury. Usury, interest, or reba is a mathematic fraud which always creates victims in a game of musical chairs where there is far more debt than there is money to pay it. A contract based on usury, interest, or reba is void as it is impossible for all borrowers to pay. The parasitic usurers can engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty on gold, silver, paper, or digital money creation and lending. Universal debt jubilee via organic money to hire the sheriff to stop enforcing the parasitic usurers' liens. Let's create a real-life miracle in 2012. It's time for the jubilee. It's constitutional, biblical, moral, ethical, spiritual, and possible. Hope, joy, and abundance in 2012. Pass on the good news. This has been a public service announcement from K-Rock, the Truth Hammer, and Mountain Hour. Hours Revolution Radio. We are changing the world by changing the colors of pieces of paper that we call money. It's that simple. Once the people realize that they are the money, that they are the value which backs the money, they can create money themselves. They don't have to rely upon a private international bank. They don't even have to rely upon a greenback-based system, which would require a vote. They can instantly take action with their neighbors, create these organic systems, and emancipate themselves. One of these systems is an hours-based system modeled after Ithaca, New York. Another one of these models is LETS or UNILETS, and that's a more of a virtual system where there's a directory of a database which has people who have offers and others who have wants, and these can essentially be set up as a border network. John, you're
we were discussing that system where it's basically a game that we can set up on a table and show people the fraud of the usury-based lending system and then show the correct solution. I actually want to do that. I want to videotape that, literally, Adam Kokesh, Gary Franchi,
yes.
Richard Mack, and I would like to have everybody sit in a circle, and they could pick whatever particular industry they want to be, and, you know, like, yep. I think you're saying a napkin would represent...
Clothing,
an apple.
A mint would be food. A fork would be steel, you know, I mean, and you got to give at least two of each so that you can do a first flip between the similar industries. Anyway, my example is at the end of my bankmath.htm page. All you have to do is go and replicate the game with your friends. It's mind-blowing. Now, I got a few quick points I jotted down. They're talking about if you're not going after the money reform, you're really not focusing on the real problem. And there's a famous line that says, for the millions of people hacking away at the branches of the tree of evil, there's only one hacking away at the root. And, of course, that's it. Another point is the Bible, of course. I'd love to spend 10, 15 minutes telling you more about Jesus. But let me just read you some poetry I wrote a minute and a half about...
Well, let's do this, John. I want to keep you on for the full hour if you have the time.
Sure, no problem. So, this is from my allpoems.txt page. And they're always at johnturmel.com/. In John 16, verse 8, of Master ruling over lands, he says, quote, the prince of this world is convicted as he stands. By the way, the Bible is wonderfully tempoed. Most of the verses are like word for word, except fix the last word to make it rhyme. I doubt that Christ would waste his time where it might do less good, so it makes sense his parables fight reverse Robin Hood. Now, I call taking from the poor to give to the rich reverse Robin Hood, okay? And in my analysis, I point out that's why Jesus beat up the bankers. He was against interest, too. Thomas 95, if you have money, do not lend it out at interest, Jesus said. So against the interest that was rebellion he did do, against the yoke oppressing needy by the wealthy few. In Paul to the Galatians in chapter 5, verse 1, he said, though Christ has set you free, the battle's not yet done. You must stand firm despite the odds and shed the bars he broke and never let yourselves again be burdened by the yoke. Don't forget, Christ was setting up little let's barter, time barter systems. Remember, they all put everything in common? That's basically a let's system. That's the ethos. So what makes his sacrifice so grand is choice he had to choose. He was a man of wealth, responsibility for which. Christ wasn't just another man with nothing much to lose. What makes his sacrifice so grand is choice he had to choose. He was a man of wealth, responsibility for which belonged to three wise kings who came and left his family rich. But gifts including gold, ensuring he would not feel need, and yet he knew the anguish of the poor so well indeed. The war he fought would end all wars. It has a special name. The War of Armageddon is the reason that he came. The keepers and the abolitionists of interest, two armies in the Armageddon War put to the test. The champion of the abolitionists is Christ, outraged against the keepers of the interest, a war he waged. With violence, he pointed out the bad guys on the scene. The bankers and their interest is why he turned so mean. It's true that in his day there was no other remedy, yet still he gave his life to show the way for all to see. See, he didn't have an internet to do international trading and just skip by the banks.
Well, let me ask you this, John.
Six more lines. The bankers, okay, it's true. Four more lines. No violence is necessary for revolt today. With politics and open courts, there is a peaceful way. Yet, if he took his cross up when he had so little hope, it's time for us to take his whip in hand and start to cope. So, can I go into Jesus for a few minutes?
Well, no, because I don't want to get too deep into religious stuff.
No. I'm only talking about bank.
Well, let me ask a question if I could.
All right.
Yesterday we were bringing up the idea of the Jubilee, and basically the concept there is over a millennia, through the mathematic fraud of interest, the parasitic users will confiscate and aggregate all the wealth into a very few hands.
Yeah, that's been done successfully. Yeah.
Well, obviously. So yeah. why isn't that that you're religious, but you're not in favor of the Jubilee?
Well, I'm in favor of the Jubilee on illegitimate debt, okay, but not on legitimate debt. I mean, I'm willing to pay for my university education, for those professors, for that school, for those technicians supported me. You understand? I got something of value, and I will pay for it.
It's been paid, though. It's the bank that hasn't been. It's the parasitic user who has not been paid.
No. I'm saying it's the interest only that I object to. It's like taxation. All the government spends in the budget, I approve. I'll pay my tax for army and police to handle strife. I'll pay my tax for doctors, nurses who protect my life. I'll pay my tax for all engaged repairing road and sewer. I'll pay my tax for social servants helping out the poor. I'll even pay my tax for bureaucrats with no regret. I only object to paying tax for interest on debt. I'll gladly pay my tax for medical time and toil.
These service providers have already been paid. The only entity which has not been paid is the parasitic usurer.
I know, but if there were no interest and there was a service charge, they would be. Okay? So yeah. I only object to the part of my debt I didn't get anything for. Debt service didn't feed me. And there's a line in the Bible, Paul, where he says, don't concentrate on things that don't feed you. Okay? So it's only the interest I object to paying back my debt on. I'll pay my debt for my legitimate social credit, not the anti-social credit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is the bank, they stole the principal as well, though?
Well, no, not really. I mean, we got the chips. We got our principal. So they appropriated it and said it's ours so we can loan shark it to you, as opposed to saying you have the right to chips. Yes.
So I guess what I'm saying is that, basically these, it's like we're looking out for the bad guys who have literally all of the lands and the planet have been privatized confiscated through usury.
Okay, so let's see how Unilets or any national lets would solve that problem. Okay? Immediately, it's announced that everybody has an open interest-free credit line. Okay, every starving baby, every competent person can go get the tools they want to get into business with, okay? Sorry. Where was I going?
We were talking about, I was talking about the Jubilee, but it sounds like you changed subject.
Well, no, I wanted to obviously answer it because the Jubilee, I agree with the, obviously, I want to pay back what I owe. I'm not going to stiff anybody, and I don't think anybody else wants to, too. So don't throw out the baby with the bathwater is my point. See, there's an anti-social credit portion to your debt for the stuff, the usury, the debt service, and there's a social credit portion to your debt for the stuff you really owe. So Jubilee mixes the two. Back in 2000, not only that, back in 2000, the Jubilee 2000 movement, right? They wanted to write off the debts of the 43 poorest countries. I wrote a poem pointing out how Ecuador was 44th. Too bad they don't qualify. But, so they're not even, they're just aiming at, remedial, not fixing it for everybody. And that's right. The Bible says Jubilee does this because if you're stuck in loan sharking, there's got to be an escape valve somewhere. But there's another way to do it. Nehemiah 5:10, let the exacting of interest stop and give them back their stuff. They did, and all of a sudden now they're rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem in no time. So you can either fix it for everybody, or like I say, take some back from the bad guys, I suppose. But the bad guys have lost control here now. It's a revolution because of the internet. As soon as the idea of everybody having access to credit, interest-free, based on their manpower, goes viral, and it can all be done one at a time or in large groups and larger until we finally unite into the one big Unilets. I mean, it's happening. There are so many big databases right now that are already doing it anyway. In Greece now, there are more and more lets starting up. The cash-based systems, they're just diversions, okay? Toronto dollars, Berkshires, where you have to have cash to buy in to get a premium. Yeah, that's called the Sparta effect. 3,400 years ago, you went to Sparta, you showed up, you had to drop off your gold at the cashier because nobody in town would take gold, they only took chips. Well, what do you think the cashier did with all that gold? He went and loaned it out to Athens, collected interest.
All right, we've got a break here, John. We'll be right back. John Trammell.
Back to Trammell.
Now, if you take heed to the words of wisdom that are written on the walls of life, then universally we will stand and divide.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, and he's stating basically the Federal Reserve is an independent agency. Well, I want to offer something to that. Ultimately, that is not the truth. The Federal Reserve is not an independent agency in the exact same way mosquitoes are not independent. They are reliant upon a host in order to feed off of their commercial energy. So the Federal Reserve cannot do what it does without the people, the people's cooperation. They harvest our commercial energy, and in order for us to be sovereign and free, we must put our energy in an alternative system. John Trammell is our guest, and he's been active in this this monetary reform movement for decades. And we're talking about the Jubilee. My my position is we should have a universal debt jubilee because the parasites have been stealing all of the wealth of the planet for thousands of years, and they've aggregated it into a very few number of hands. I think, in a reset, just like if we were to reset a game of Monopoly, the people would start off and they would have a certain number of assets, and this would potentially be a viable means by which for them to start off with some assets. And the only entities which would be the losers in this would be those who invented the money for those loans.
And pension funds. Come on, pension funds.
They would be able to be financed. This isn't a perfect solution. Ultimately, we can have
the people. There is a perfect solution. We said it yesterday. We just got to pay off a legitimate portion of the debt and skip the debt service.
That would just be the interest.
That's right. I keep saying I'm willing to pay for the stuff I got. And I'm only going to stiff them for the interest. And that's what Jesus did. The parable of the talents. The master said, you should have put my money with the bankers and brought me what was mine with interest. Because the servant got his principal, didn't go work and double it in industry like the other guys did to survive their mortgage debt gambles.
Hold on. Let me articulate what I'm trying to say here. Now, in the Mountain Hour system, if, let's say, I were to loan somebody $5,000 without interest, right?
Who are you now? I don't understand. Are you gonna say the restaurateur? He's gonna have a $5,000 credit line. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. He pays that debt back.
Well, as he earns his credits back, sure.
Okay. As those credits would come back to me, the organizer of this, right?
Service charge, sure.
Okay. Even if we didn't have a service charge, I'm saying...
Have it. It's built in. Have it. It doesn't instability anything that pays the cashiers.
Well, so ultimately, I would have recovered $5,000 worth of value, and I never produced a product in order to get that $5,000.
You just provided him with the chips. So what happened? Nothing wrong.
Well, I basically that's a pretty substantial return on very little effort. So I get $5,000.
Whoa! Look at a one. You walk in, it's going to cost you the same 2-hour bill as the poor guy who borrows $1,000 when you borrow your million. It's a one transaction. You pay for the banker's time. You don't pay for the amount of money. So don't worry about it. 1% service charge would probably cover it, and someday it'll only be the price of the computer and batteries. You understand?
Yeah, I realize that. You're not saying a 1% fee. I'm talking about the $5,000 in principle. That's basically what you're advocating is we have to pay that $5,000 fee back.
Yeah. What's screwing it up is don't talk $5,000. Talk 500 hours. Okay. Now go back to the problem with him issuing 500 hours towards our community.
I get 500 hours back. And I would be receiving that, although I never produced the product.
That's right. You provided the chips. Fine. And you took 1% to cover your cost. Fine.
Well, we're not even getting into the fee. That 500 hours is far surpasses that 1% fee.
No, that's his loan. That's the size of his loan. $5,000, 500 hours in the United States. $10 an hour, Ithaca hour rate. That's a standard for many years. 10 U.S. is an hour. 12 Canadian is an hour. 60 francs is an hour. It's been standard for decades now. It's funny it hasn't changed. So, between countries, we've stayed relatively the same. So stay with ours, and I don't see anything objectionable to you running the chips to provide the guy with 500 chips. Big deal. It took you 2 minutes. I run a casino cage for hundreds of people every night when I had my casino. I didn't have any problem paying a cashier or two to do that function. So...
I'm not referring to any fee. Let's just keep the fee out of it for now.
Okay, well, still, then what's the problem? If there's no fee, someone's providing the chips to your buddy, the restauranter, for him to use. How is that a problem there?
Okay, when he pays off his debt.
Yeah.
Okay. The the money.
Like the guy in Maine or Massachusetts, okay? He basically took in spent 2,500 hours in exchange for cash, and then he earned the 2,500 hours back. So I don't see a problem at all.
Well, that principal, as it comes back into the bank,
as he pays it off, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I've got his markers. My cashier's holding the markers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Adobe Weeks here. I'm with the Ron Paul Bikini Team. We're on a cross-country tour. You guys see that picture floating around Facebook I posted the other day? It had like 500 shares of the girls dressed in the Ron Paul bikinis. Well, we need to build the team.
Would you like to join the Ron Paul Bikini Team? We're recruiting members at ronpaulbikiniteam.com. Just trying to find smart, sexy girls to speak revolution lingo.
Yeah, I'm flattered. That sounds great.
Ron Paul Bikini Team!
If you'd like to be a part of it, go to ronpaulbikiniteam.com, upload a picture of yourself wearing a bikini and with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, some Ron Paul earrings or necklace, and we're going to culminate in Breckenridge, Colorado, 7-7. Join the Ron Paul Bikini Team and come hang out with Sheriff Mack, Adam Kokesh, Gary Ferran, singers like Jordan Page and the Wandering Monks. Get backstage passes and VIP by joining the Ron Paul Bikini Club.
The people are the money. Money is energy transfer technology, which is better than barter. Let's go back to basics to determine what money is. Before money, the people barter their services and products. A perfect barter system is one in which the participants can provide everything they need to sustain life. With this system, they are sovereign and independent. Imagine there are 25 businesses in this perfect barter system. They could get what they needed without reserve notes and sustain life. The problem with barter is that you need to find a person to have a direct trade with at a precise time. What if each business in the barter network created a $100 gift certificate out of thin air? The barter network could then trade gift certificates as a form of money without having to find a direct part. Paper money does not counterfeit, people counterfeit. Summit County Currency Cooperative is an honest issuer that keeps the quantity of money equal to the capacity of the producers in the network. Don't fall for the Rothschild's gold money disinformation. The elite control gold and silver, and the people will have to borrow it from them with usury. The people are the gold and can create money which makes them sovereign and independent from the parasitic usurers. MountainHours.com. Money is a form of energy transfer technology which can be used for good or evil. Currently, it is evil because 1. It is based on a debt with interest which is mathematically unsustainable and results in exponentially compounding debt. 2. The money power is stolen by the parasites and spent by them first instead of the producer. 3. The parasites control its distribution in a top-down system. The currency then flows in economic circuits which support the values of the oligarchy. 4. The parasite purposely expands and contracts the supply to engineer foreclosures, bankruptcies, and loss of sovereignty. Solution? Usury-free local currency energy transfer technology permits the people to harness their own commercial energy. Only then are they sovereign to finance projects which support their values in a sustainable manner. No longer are the people in a condition whereby they are a dog which begs its own fleas for some of its own blood back. MountainHours.com.
We go our own way when we shine the light. We go our own way because we know it's right.
Blessings be for the people in the good fight. Hold on, cause it's gonna be
using the political and spiritual, melodic to the lyrical, explicit and satirical, but utterly sincere for you. We give it away like the chili peppers did in the
book. Thanks for tuning in to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton, and our guest this hour is John Turmel. We are discussing the LETS and UNILETS usury-free money reform system. And this is a virtual system, and we are getting into some of the detailed ideas of, you know, how the debt, how we could create it as a lending system, and how we would retire the debt as it comes in. John, the best.
Well, I got a point I can make if you give me a second. You know that gift certificate? How you explain the businesses could do that?
Sure.
In the commercial, and it says equal to their capacity. Well, right now you're not giving them equal to their capacity, and I'm urging that you do so, okay? Now, another interesting...
How do you, the question is how do you determine what their capacity is?
They're not going to spend it all. Just give it to them. Say, how many cars have you got on your books that you can't sell, but they belong to you? And the guy says, I got 1 million in stock I can't sell, and many car guys do have 1 million in stock they can't sell. Say, okay, we're going to give you 1 million credit line. You know, see if you can find someone who'll take your chips. Ta-da! Now, the interesting point, in China, they had 200 million people using an alternative currency called QQ coins in their social network. So the large database started their own currency, and people started using the alternate currency for all sorts of other things now. They could do payments of other transactions, not just the ones dealing with the games they pay for on the net. So much so the Chinese government was worried about it. Well, anyway, my point is there's a 200 million person database already used to using online, interest-free social currencies. Nobody heard about it. That's all. Furuya Kipu in Japan. 60% of the country, what is that? Maybe 50 million people belong to a health bank hours system. So, I mean, these things aren't like... I ran for mayor of Brantford. On the platform, I'd interview all the kids and say, hey, kids, would you work for 6 bus tickets an hour shoveling the snow in the winter outside old people's homes? Every kid said, sure, I would. I say, we'll start your online account, 12 bus bucks an hour, 2 bus bucks per ticket, and you'll be able to use them online too. Well, guess what? I didn't get elected, but 1 month later, there was a big story about the octopus bus system in Japan, Hong Kong. No, Hong Kong. Anyway, the point is, here's another major database going on. So these things are happening, and as soon as they decide they want to enter trade, they're going to end up coming down to the greatest numeraire or collateral base, and that's the unit of human labor. And the base unit is a child hour or a volunteer hour. So it's happening. We're just not being told. But the banks are squawking, and they're being destroyed because they're not getting any vigorish anymore. I mean, all of that, everybody doing trades with their cell phones in Africa, banks get no interest. You guys, more action you do out in Colorado, banks get no interest. In Ithaca, banks get no interest. So, big Argentina, banks got no interest. Russia, the banks got no interest. And they're collapsing because more and more people are either being forced onto it or are switching. Now, unfortunately, it's so easy to get people back onto the federal money just by offering them a loan again. And then, like in Argentina, they used the alternate currency to save themselves in the 80s, then they got back into debt again until the crash in 2000. And they used the alternate currencies to save them, and now they're in 2001, they were bank busted. In 2006, all their foreign debt paid off. Okay?
Well, and by now they're talking to them. Because it's real simple, that's just as you said, is... basically, they cut off the money. The people don't have money. The people then develop their own systems so that they can have currency flowing in their local economic circuits.
And well, as soon as they survive and start amassing wealth, the banks open their doors and start loan sharks. Oh, you got new collateral now because of the alternative system. Come on in. We'll take it.
Well, how do we make sure that doesn't happen again? Because they
go online. Go online with your hours trading. Once your members can trade accommodations hours, everybody is good. Everybody's credit to provide accommodations is good. So everybody can be trusted with a couple of hundred hours without even thinking about it.
Well, the advantage that they have is that, you know, the IRS and in the United States and in the Federal Reserve, those entities are, you know, have a cartel set up. So we can't pay our income taxes, nor will we ever be able to pay our income taxes with the dominant money.
All right, here's the real benefit of barter. It's not income tax evasion. I mean, it's interest evasion. Now, Tom Kennedy was the highest trader in the Ottawa LET system with $3,000 in trades. That's pretty big for a small little system. Now, the point is, he has to declare, I mean, he's a tutor, stuff like that. He has to declare that in taxes. Yes. And the government won't take his, you know, his barter bucks that he earned. How's he going to pay it? Well, he's going to spend the $3,000 in barter bucks to get stuff from the system instead of using his $3,000 in teacher's salary in his bank account. Now, with that freed up money in your bank account, because you used your own barter tokens instead, he has $3,000 he can send one to the government. and with the other two, he can pay down his debt. Now that's the real advantage of belonging to a barter system. Interest evasion. And perfect. And it doesn't even hurt to have to pay the tax in federal because you're freeing up federal. Every barter deal frees up federal that you would have had to pay out otherwise. So free up a lot of federal, guess what? You can afford the one-third tax and then pay down some debt. So isn't that neat? Isn't that a neat effect of doing barter that really never is stressed? That you're evading this interest while freeing up federal cash for your hard bills like the telephone and the hydro and the taxes who insist on it. But, again, the more you can cover with barter, the more cash gets freed up. And if you're short of cash and you don't get into a barter system to free some up, well, you deserve to be found tight. Right? Come on, there are barter systems everywhere, and you can set up your own now. You can join big international ones and just set up your own branch. And I do my own one-to-one, person-to-person already anyway. So, no, the revolution is here. It just ain't making the news. But you guys aren't alone out in Colorado. I mean, the revolution's happening in Australia, and people are talking money reform everywhere, and even the nations are ditching the American dollar to start accepting each other's chips. Wonderful. Next step, they're going to pick a common denominator, and that's going to be time. And you guys are already there.
Yeah, what's interesting is I've talked to some business owners, obviously what I do. I'm constantly selling this idea to business owners and then getting them joined. And one of the reservations they have is the younger kids, they're not used to using cash anymore. They are entirely used to using debit cards or credit cards.
Yeah.
And that's one of the advantages I like of a virtual system.
Yeah.
Is that it could more easily morph into a debit card.
In other words, yes. Oh, well, okay, yes. Now, I want to make a quick point about the word debt-free. I have a video that says debt-free good. Here's the point. Let's say that American Telephone and Canadian Telephone let us start transferring our credits between our accounts, okay, you and me. Fair enough? Except that we're both 1,000 in the negative. Well, guess what? Whether we were both 1,000 in the positive or 1,000 in the negative, I can still send you 100 where I end up minus 1,100, you end up minus 900, or where I end up 900, you end up 1,100. Doesn't matter whether the money is based on debt or asset. And that's why talking about debt-based money as a problem takes people's focus away. It's not debt-based money that's a problem. It's interest-based money. And you end up finding a whole field of money reformers who believe that the fact that it's debt-based, that's a problem. And it's obviously not, because two negative accounts can do trades as effectively without having a problem. So if you can drop that expression, because it always rankles me that people get confused into remembering what they heard about, oh yes, the problem is it's debt-based money. And it's not, Chips at the casino can be based on the cash the guy brought in, asset, or his marker IOU, credit, debt. They're both good. So it's an expression that I always challenge when I can. And
I understand what you're saying, but rather than if we can create the money as a credit, as that's what we do in Mountain Howers here, is if you can create it as an asset, then why not create it as a credit?
But I'm saying if you can also create it as a debt for someone, for every teenager out there who doesn't have any too much, I trust every teenager to put back 2,000 hours. Come on, over the rest of their lives. So, again, I'm not worried about that kind of stuff, And all the question is, how do we make this go viral the fastest so that we fix the world by Christmas? Okay? And you did it by awarding the Occupy Silver Bullet Award to the Argentine solution. Now, how do we get Occupy's attention and the union's attention onto how Argentina did it? We can also point out Russia did it the same way, but we want to do it more effectively online, because the moment it's online is that nobody can cheat no more. That's the beauty about Let's when it was online. Well, if everybody can see everybody else's account, you can't hide anything. There's no cheating possible. So that's why, you know, I mean, people talk about security, waste of time, you know. So how do we make the Argentine solution go viral so people, large databases of unemployed workers start demanding how to be paid, not just to be paid? So,
from my experience in doing this, is even like I've built the system in Summit, and then I build it, and then you have to literally walk in and walk people through it. So you can't rely upon somebody else to build it and just keep promoting the idea. Literally, it requires activists to get educated and have schools where they can come in and see a working model, and then for them to take the leadership role to actually create these systems. Because if you just if you just say, hey, we need to do this, they're too busy watching TV. They don't care. Most people don't even think there's a problem. You know what I mean?
No, they know there's a problem now. Come on. They know there's a problem.
Well, to a degree, it's definitely, depending upon the part of the country that you're in, there's some people that are it's just like the movie The Matrix. There's some people that will take the red pill, and there's some people that will wish to remain blissfully ignorant and take the blue pill.
Well, the point is, our solution doesn't depend on them joining with us. If they don't want to trade with us, fine. We're looking for people who want to trade. And right now there are mega millions who are getting online and getting empowered with social currencies. So,
I would say that's the one, the mathematically perfected economy. I think it's a good tool to find the correct volume inside the system. But if it relies upon any system that relies upon every single person using it, that's totalitarianism. Well, and it's, you can't get everybody to do anything.
That's right. So better just to say, if you don't want to time trade with us, no problem. You keep hustling for cash, not enough cash.
Right? Right. Yeah, if you want to remain a slave, freedom is the freedom to choose to remain a slave if you want to.
Yeah.
You know?
Can I explain the difference between social credit and UniLance quickly? Okay, you've heard of social credit.
Like a quick explanation of what social credit is, for starters. Yeah.
Okay, so the Major Douglas saw the problem that everybody was issued the principal, but everybody owed the principal plus the interest, plus the taxes, plus overhead, plus other expenses which aren't real instabilities. That was a mistake. But he did identify interest as one of the instabilities, and that was right. Now, he couldn't do anything about it. We're looking at the problem, and Zeitgeist Addendum published the problem, P over P plus I. That's the number of guys who are going to survive their death gamble, 100 out of 110. So, who was I going to again?
You're talking about the social credit history.
Yes. Okay, so Major Douglas's solution says there's no way I can control the prices in the denominator. Sure, we've only got 100 bucks in the numerator, the principal, and the prices, they include that plus the interest that we owe. So if we can't control the denominator, the growth of debt for prices, what we're going to do is we're going to issue some debt-free money, all right, to balance the equation in the numerator. So, and by issuing debt-free money, it allows the guy who can't sell that 11th piece of collateral to pay the banker his interest, who the banker then spends tomorrow to buy that last piece of collateral. And then the guy's got his 11th chip back, and he can keep using it to pay interest. So, yes, debt-free money was a solution to a makeshift, jury-rigged solution. They have famous cartoons with guys in a wagon with one wheel very big, one wheel small, the purchasing power, and big the prices, and it's unbalanced. So his solution is to add more air, more money, and that would work. But there's another solution. We eliminate the interest so that you don't have any growth in the denominator, so you don't need to balance in the numerator. Therefore, both the Douglas-engineered solution of balancing it, since he didn't think he'd control it, in the numerator would work, and getting rid of the instability in the denominator so I don't have to watch it no more to balance would also work, except that mine is, I'm online, I can't come, except that mine is easier to do. I don't have to watch it grow the prices and then match it for the people to pay their debts. At all point in a let system, the prices equal the money because everybody borrowed enough to pay them as a service charge. So I don't have to estimate how much debt-free money to be issued when I didn't allow the debt to grow. So that's the difference.
The social credit model then is sort of like a workaround.
Yes.
It's working around a built-in flaw.
That's right, because he thought there were other instabilities in the equation, but he was wrong. Only interest causes an instability. The best example is everybody borrows 10 gallons of liquidity from the pump house, dump it in the pool, and everybody's got to come up with 110 gallons back at the pump house to get their watch. So it's a perfect model. And anyway, you know, it's so simple that once people do catch on, they're going to really resent having been tricked. But I'm in favor, if I'm elected prime minister of the planet, global amnesty for everybody, including bankers. ASA, global aspirin, amnesty, security with an interest-free credit card, and anonymity in case Rothschild wants to change his name to fit in, okay? So
that's part of the Jubilee idea, is it not?
No, Jubilee, yeah, I'm going to write off the illegitimate debt. Just like Jesus said, the parable of the talents, stiff him for the interest, but give him back his principal. That was my point in the parable of the talents. The servant gave him back his principal and took the consequences of having done his master no harm.
In terms of the amnesty idea, it's the forgiveness of debts and sins.
Well, again, I'm not worried about sin because you just got to repent the whole straight.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Mountain Hours Revolution Radio. I'm your host, Wayne Walton. We are joined by John Turmel, the usury abolitionist, as am I. And we were discussing the Jubilee and the forgiveness of sins and debts. And basically, you know, if we continue with the idea that we want to seek revenge for the sins of all of the usurers, the usurers who control all the weaponry on the planet.
They won't let us go.
Yeah, they might choose suicide rather than revenge.
That's why do you think I ain't dead? Okay? They've known for 33 years that I was going to reprogram the banking system's computers. It was my duty as an engineer, sworn. So, why'd they let me finance the Reds? Why'd they get me invited to the United Nations? Weirds. If anyone is going to let them live and forgive and forget and get on with partying in heaven, it's going to be me. So maybe, you know, maybe they're going to let me be prime minister for a day so I can do the reprogramming in the morning and plan my retirement poker game for that night. But let's face it, their lives are at stake too with Fukushima and environmental threats. I mean, they're human too. So I can only hope that, you know, the fact that they let the banking system's engineers swarm to take down their malfunctioning system, survive, is a good sign. You
so
know, I'm not I'm
belief,
optimistic.
You're of the belief then, because I believe that they're, you know,
I got to get off into something more important for your system, okay, the last 2 minutes. Here's how I got 9 guys to join mine in an hour, okay, knocking on doors in a shopping center. 25 years ago, I started what was called the Gold Nugget Network, and it was a discount. Now, I was saying to myself, I'm looking at all these coupons they publish in these booklets full, and I got to find the right coupon. I said, geez, what if they put 30 names on one coupon? Wouldn't that be smart? Discount traders. Only, in other words, the coupon's good in all 30 businesses. You don't have any wasted coupons. Then I said to myself, you know, we can have a no-name generic coupon and just add a list of stores. And I ended up with a list of 1,000 stores, and I'd walk in, I'd say, here's the deal to get started, and it's going to go to barter next step. I said, here, you know, you put your own coupon out, you got to pay the printing, the distribution, and you got to bite the discount. But we'll pay the printing, we'll do the distribution, and we'll sell the coupons, 25 cents each, the Gold Nuggets, and you just give them the discount. If it works, you pay the discount. If it doesn't work, it's free. You want to sign on? 9 guys in an hour. Anyway, I eventually had pretty well most of Ottawa signed up so that with one Gold Nugget, and you could see the Gold Nugget decal on their window with 10% off, and I'd publish them in the newspapers, and you could cut one out and go in because it was a no name. So now, if getting businesses to give a discount of 10%, 15% was that easy, I'm now adding a new pitch to it. I'm going to say we now have a new barter section. Instead of taking 10% and biting it, or reusing the coupon at another store to get a discount, too, because they were reusable coupons. That was an advantage to save taxes and interest. I said, why not accept 10% barter bucks and then respend them all? You know? So I figure if I got a way of getting these guys to give me 10% off just to get on my list, why not take barter bucks 10% to try it out and then respend them all? So you don't need to get businesses on your list at full, and that's the beauty of Let's, because it lets you shift the different amounts. I'll take 10% to 50% barter bucks, 50% cash, you know, or I'll take 80, whatever. You set your number. So I think that if the pitch to invite them to get on the online Gold Nugget directory for discounts can draw them in.
We're going
to
run out of time here. Can I get your website?
Do that. Pardon?
I need your website one more time. We're going to get the show's over.
All right, johnturmel.com, and keep track of goldnuggetnetwork.org. We should have something up pretty soon that's going to allow people to get on a discount system or a barter system and have a...
All right, Super John Turmel, thank you.
All right. Bye. Thanks a lot.
Put bigger locks on your door. Buy guns. Close yourself off. The eyes of love. And